train. Barbara Katznelson. Amazing. 212-757-4488. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind here on WBAI. 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. We're here with you for 2 hours today because this is a fund drive special. I have not been with you all month. I am this here today, and then starting next week, it'll be Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 1 p.m., as I've been for so many years. I have the good fortune of being the longest uninterrupted host on WBAI. Everybody else has been off for a little while. I've just always been here. I don't know why. Because nobody hates me enough, you know what I mean? If you get hated, you know, then somebody, some faction takes over and says we don't want them, and the other faction says we do want them. I somehow always wound up not being hated enough by anybody. But if you do hate me, and you're listening, there must be something you're getting out of it, so keep listening. WBAI, 99.5 FM in New York City. We love you. It is the Positive Mind. 212-757-4488. For a $125 donation, you get a personal visit with John Coltrane. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, I met John Coltrane when I was a kid. I was living on East 6th Street. And I was living with a bunch of musicians. And John Coltrane comes in. Just as one of the many musicians in that building came in. And there I was, a drummer. I never knew how poor a drummer I was until he stepped up. Yep, I grew up in that neighborhood, East 6th Street, between 2nd and 3rd, 1st and 2nd Avenue. And everybody was there, all the drummers, the bassists. It was a jazz world. So very often when you hear me default to music, you hear me default to jazz. That's just spectacular. Coltrane, of course, being one of his own, the LeBron Jones of saxophone. Amazing. What we're doing today is we're trying to give you some help in your one area where most people need help and they get the most confused, which is relationships. Love. Such a difficult thing. What is it? Is it physical? Is it emotional? Is it... what's the best kind of person to have a relationship with? There's such questions. You have such questions in your mind. Who do you love? Why do you love them? Why do you feel attached? Are we all looking for somebody that we've just never had before? I was speaking to an old friend of mine, Al Pesto, the other day. And he said, everybody's looking for the ideal parent. The ideal parent. The person who's going to love you the way you need to be loved. What's your ideal parent? 212-757-4488. Our phones are open for a $200 donation. You can meet with me one time. Personally, I would like to meet you, or we could do it by phone also. 212-757-4488. But if you give a $500 donation, which is a lot of money, but a lot of people find it easy to buy $500 things nowadays as well. For a $500 donation, you come and you sit in the studio with us. Actually, for a $1 donation, you could do that also. Actually, we don't close anybody out. We try to let everybody in, but we're going to make this a special meeting. $500 donation, you will come in during a program, and I will actually talk to you on air while you're here in the program, as long as you're decent. You know, if you got too big of an axe, I'm not going to allow it to happen, but we want to hear from you as well. 212-757-4488. about the biggest issue that I think people have to deal with in romantic relationships is the idea of trustworthiness, the idea of idealism, and the idea of betrayal. I did an exploration of betrayal that gets included in this flash drive that we're offering to you. Let me let you hear a piece of this. This is wonderful. A betrayal of love. It's a different story. That's not just about sex. That's a betrayal when you're getting more out of the experience of somebody loving you and you're tantalizing them into loving you. Women do this a lot with men. You know, I'm going to get you to love me, love me, love me, love me, love me. All the while, I'm not really invested in this as much as you are. And then when I get done with you, I'll find some reason to blame you for it. And then I'll go off with somebody else. Or the opposite of that. The man who showers the woman with all this love, and she's love, 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 love. And he's doing it as an exercise in dominance. But when he gets done with her, he just goes off and meditates or goes off with someone else or something like that. But he's just not serious. As serious as it seems. Now, in love, betrayal is very common because somebody wants to paint a beautiful picture. One of the two people, they both don't have to paint it. So if a woman is falling madly in love with a man, or a man with a man, or a woman with a woman, but if you've fallen madly in love and you're the lovee, you know, the other person may just go along with it because it's such a pretty picture. Oh, she loved me so much, I'll love her back. But, you know, I don't have the same investment. That's the kind of thing. Now, is there a betrayal there? Letting a person have their own fantasy. You know, she's got the white picket fence that she's got in her fantasy, and she's got this house and all this other stuff. Is it a betrayal to allow somebody to lie to themselves? Well, how much responsibility do you have? Of course, there's a question in there according to your own ethics. Because the only person you may be betraying in that incidents, is yourself. Because you're going along with something that's fraudulent to you, that you're not being true to yourself. But let's go even further. This gets really, really interesting. This is phenomenal. I mean, this is one of those programs you send to somebody, you know? Now, betrayal with addictions is a fascinating thing. Yet, you love somebody who's an addict. They could be a sex addict, a porn addict. They could be a gambling addict. They could be an alcohol addict. They could be a drug addict. Now, this is a fascinating thing. Because the chemistry of the addiction produces an entity, this third entity, the thing to which the person is addicted, which has control over the relationship. And it betrays you. I mean, very often you could talk to somebody and you'll say, I know you're using, I know you're using. They say, no, I'm not. I swear I am not. And the one that's talking is the drug itself or the alcohol itself. Denial of truth, you know, can come right from the thing talking to you. So who betrays you? You know, the person in the middle who's the addict is often the victim just as well. Friends sometimes turn on you. Friends turn on you, and they could betray you by gossiping about you, by telling stories about you. That's another one that hurts big, the big way, you know? And I imagine that all of you, at one time or another, have suffered an enormous a betrayal, at least one. In the early stages of development, when we are children, when we're infants, we learn that there are certain things that are taking place that are very uncomfortable. And here's what we learn. We learn that if we cry, somebody comes along and removes the discomfort. Right? It's a basic rule of babydom. I cry, if something hurts, I got a pin in my diaper. Well, they don't have those anymore, do they? No more pins and diapers, right? All right, gone. I've soiled myself, and I'm sitting in this discomfort. I cry, and somebody comes along and changes it magically. Now, that starts a link in your mind. Okay, back to babydom, right? So here you are, a little baby, and you're laying in a crib, and somebody comes along and says to you, you know, you're hurting, you're crying, I'll come and take care of you. But what if they don't take care of you? Now, hey, I'm hurting, and I cry, and I can't trust if somebody's going to come or not. And it comes, the first distrust happens right there. Is it betrayal? No, but it is distrust, and it is distrust which lays the groundwork, does what is real and what is not real for babies. This happens all the way back then. The more responsive a parent is to their child, the more a person tends to be trustworthy, trustful. You know, but mostly people don't trust. People like to make believe they trust, but they don't. But we have selective trusting. Let's say, and this is where it comes, what they call relationship betrayal trauma. Betrayal trauma is a fascinating subject. And it was kind of brought up by a woman named Jennifer Freed, F-R-E-Y-D. Jennifer Freed. She explains why a victim can repress harm by another person to because they rely on them. And therefore, something happens to their brain that makes them not perceive the betrayal. There are many jokes around men saying, you know, if you get caught in the sack with somebody else, deny it, deny it, deny it. Because even if the woman is visually looking at you, your partner is looking at you doing it, you deny it. Because they want to believe that it's not true. Because the pain of the truth is so big, it could become disorganizing to the mind. And in fact, what Jennifer Freed figured out, Freed is another way of saying, what she found out was that the more important the relationship is to you, the more it builds the very construction of your being, the more you will tend to not see the reality of a betrayal. And because you don't do it now, this is what's really fascinating, you have to change the chemistry of your body. And they have found that there are psychological, biopsychological harm that happens to your holistic well-being as a result of not seeing the betrayal. So very often you would see your girlfriends or somebody who would say, and you know that their guy is cheating on them. And they're kind of walking around as if it's not happening. But it's kind of obvious. He never comes home at night. He's away every Saturday night. You know what I mean? He's any number of things. But because they have a betrayal trauma, and this trauma is so big that it readjusts all of your chemistry. You see different, you smell different, you perceive different. You are not stupid. You're just caught. It's very much like post-traumatic stress disorder that soldiers go through. You get hit with a reality you don't want to get hit with. And this reality just kind of shocks you. It just shocks you. And your mind goes into kind of a funny dissociative overload. Now, what does dissociation mean? Dissociation means when your mind leaves your body, you dissociate. People who are very often being beaten or tortured, they dissociate. They leave their bodies with their minds. Well, very often, betrayal can affect that in a person, and they kind of leave and they dissociate. And you'll see them, they could be walking around the house singing, you know? And they're just they're like blissful almost, in denial of what they see. Now, unfortunately, this crazy reaction usually happen to incidents of infidelity. And I'm sorry, friends, they just make too much out of infidelity. Wouldn't it be bad enough that you found out that he was stealing money from your mother? You know, would that be as bad? No, the fact that he had another girlfriend, that's more important. But there are betrayals that are huge to family, to friendship, to trust in so many ways. A guy named Hensley, Paul Hensley, betrayal trauma is far more injurious than physical and other traumas in that it destabilizes the mental model and psychological contracts the victim has established to see, understand, and respond to life events. It shakes you up very badly. It violates the victim's understanding of the rules, of the roles, of relationships, of respect, of morals, of ethics, and values. The core tenets of our psychological well-being get shaken. And returning to equilibrium requires that we have to redefine these tenets. What is true? What is not true? So when we talk about relationship trauma, we're talking about a person who is not willing to see, not, we take that back because it has nothing to do with will, somebody who does not see the betrayal and interprets the betrayal in some unusual way so that they don't have to go through the pain of it. Just for you to know, trauma in general, that's a big word. A trauma is an insult to the body. It may be physical, psychological, sociological, or emotional. It disrupts a person's whole system, the biopsychosocial self. And left unattended, the disruption might result in extreme, sometimes lifelong distress. Psychological trauma results from an event or events so egregious, that they offend the mental model by which a person views, understands, and responds to their lives. That I just read you from his definition. So betrayal is a violation of an expressed and perceived trust by a person or person with whom a person relies upon for some aspect of their life. Now, it's different, you know, from it's different from PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder has a trauma at the end of it, but that trauma is usually based on fear, whereas relationship trauma or this trauma, betrayal trauma, usually results in an experience of rage being converted. So it's rage rather than fear. Post-traumatic stress, it's how scared you got when you were out there in the army and you come back and you're just kind of shattered, frightened. Whereas as betrayal, trauma results in you're feeling angry and not knowing what to do with the anger and not being good at expressing anger.
My name is Audrey Clark, and I've been working with Armand DeMel for over 4 years now. And today we're offering, for $125, you can have a digital download. And this is on The Art of Love. It's a flash drive or a digital download. And for $200, you can get a one-time meeting with Armand DeMel. And you can call 212-757-4488, 212-757-4488. And also, we're offering a donation of $500. You can get to come in and sit in with Armand DeMel in the studio and listen while he broadcasts any given day that he's on air, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. So come and take that offer. 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488.
Angie. Yo soy Ángela Rivas y deseo hacer una donación a WBAI para ayudar el programa The Positive Mind with Armand DeMel. Este programa ayuda a personas alrededor del mundo. Yo sé que este programa se escucha en mi pueblo natal, en Moca, en la República Dominicana. Por favor, llame al 212-757-4488 y haga una donación. 212-757-4488, demuestre su amor.
Everybody, this is Kevin O'Donohue asking for you to come in and support the station. Call us in at 212-757-4488. With a $125 donation, you will get the flash drive of 12 shows of Armand talking about love. It's called the Art of Love Flash Drive Series. For $200, you get to meet the man. You get to come into 119 West 57th and meet him in his office. Nothing like it. I've been able to do it a lot myself these last 2 years, and there's nothing like sitting face-to-face with Armand. That's for $200. And for $500, you get to not only see the man across the desk, you get to be in the studio with him. You can use one of the microphones that we're using here and talk right into it. Tell your friends. You'll be on the air. You'll get to speak in, and, you know, you can have it taped or in the archives, and all your friends and family can listen to it. That's for $500. So please call us. Call us here at the station, 212-757-4488. Support Armand. Support the show.
Two one two seven five seven four four eight eight is this number that we say, and it is the one you will be calling. Donate right now to WBAI and the Positive Mind by calling 212-757-4488.
You know, if you're not familiar with what the Positive Mind is, you may want to go to the website thepositivemind.org, thepositivemind.com. You'll see my website, you'll see the radio program and what we've done over the years and who I am. I've been with WBAI for over 35 years, uninterrupted programming, and it's amazing. Amazing the amount of stuff we've done and achieved, and it's now all over the world. It's the archives are spread everywhere, and people phone back and they form clubs for the Positive Mind. We're soon to get T-shirts, but we do have a flash drive on which it says, The Positive Mind. And the flash drive is beautiful. It's got 12 dynamic programs about love and the pitfalls of love, the problems of love and how you deal with them. 212-757-4488 right now, my friends. Go to your phones. 212-757-4488. We need your support and the support of as many of you as we can possibly get. This is it, the one time I'm offering it, this fund drive, so this is the one opportunity you get for a $200 donation to meet with me for that discounted price, which I would look forward to doing. 212-757-4488. That's 212-757-4488. The way we do fulfillments, we do it straight from my office. If you make your donation today, you'll receive your package within a week. 212-757-4488. This is Armand DeMille with Julian Joyello, Linda Vanella, and the rest of the gang. They're just great people around here. 212-757-4488. We'll be back soon. Thank you.
972-757-4488. Fontessa by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. And I'm going to be putting up a piece of a program that is on this flash drive that we are offering right now. That's really, really interesting regarding the subject of when love becomes desperate and neediness and how complicated that can become. Here we go.
You get really thwarted when it comes to love. You know, love and romance and relationships, that's where more people fall into depression and fall into, you know, feeling confused and get anxious about love itself. So, which is a funny thing, because why should love, which is the prize, right, be so painful? One would imagine, you know, if whoever designed this universe designed love in it as the ultimate prize, it would not be at the cost of pain, you know? Why would you have pain? I mean, flowers, you don't have pain. You know, they're beautiful. Music is not painful. Love is painful. What a funny thing. Well, one of the things, let's look at some of the aspects of love that make it painful, and maybe we could, by understanding it, make it more painful. No, make it deliberately painful. No, maybe get rid of some of the pain. Or maybe understand the pain. You know, that's what I'm hoping we do. Need. Need, such a funny word, you know? Need. Sounds like something you did with your knee or something you do to bread. I need the bread. Need. N-E-E-D. Funny word, you know, I mean, some people don't think that there's love until they hear the word, I need you. Do you need me? Well, I love you, but I don't need you. Well, then you don't really love me. You gotta need me to love me, right? Or, I need to be needed. Or, unless I need you, I don't really feel like I love you. So let's think about a love that doesn't have need involved. Hi, darling, how are you? I'm fine. Am I going to see you later today? No, it's okay. When will I see you next? Next year? Okay. Good. It'd be nice. I'm looking forward to when I see you again. I'll just hang out. I don't need you. It's one love, right? Imagine somebody who didn't need you, who claimed to love you. Well, that, I mean, it sounds like it's almost required, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like need? Need in the dictionary, according to my researchers, which means they walked down the other side of the room and looked in the dictionary, is a lack of something required or desired. Need. Men and women need in different ways. So when you expect that I need you, therefore you need me, well, that doesn't necessarily work among all people, because we need each other differently. And in fact, one of the big confusions about love is that very often you love without differently. I can love you differently than you love me. Do you love each other differently? Well, let's see now. If I went away on vacation and I was away for a week, would you love me as much? See, people think that love should be a consensus. They are convinced that the way you love somebody has to be in agreement. that you do it exactly the same. I love you the way you love me. I desire you the way you desire me. I want to have sex with you. You want to have sex with me. I want to, you know, it's all supposed to be equal, this concept of equality. And it's a mistake because people are different. Armand DeMille here with you at The Positive Mind, WBAI 99.5 FM, talking about love and need. So men and women are very different when it comes, people are very different when it comes to love. Everybody loves a little differently. So that's one item, but then not only does everybody love differently, there are specific things about ages, cultures, and the difference between the sexes. Men and women are needy in different ways. For example, men get obsessed before they land a partner. When women get obsessed after they find a partner. Isn't that a funny thing? It's like a man's on a hunt. You know, he's on the hunt and he's hunting and he's hunting and he's hunting. He's obsession. The hunt is an obsession. Just like he's trained to do, go after the jiggle. In case you don't know what the jiggle is, the jiggle was what we discovered is that what one of the things that primitive man is most attracted to is a source that jiggles. If it's an animal that jiggles, that means it has more fat content, therefore it's more nutritious. So men tend to hunt things that jiggle. So they built the opposite sex with a built-in jiggle. Men get obsessed before they land a partner. They're on the hunt. And they could think about the person. They call you. They said, I found a strand of your hair in my bed this morning. And when I held it up to the sky, it glistened with sunlight. And I felt the warmth of you near me. Right? That's average man says that, doesn't he? Okay. Women get obsessed after they land a man. And land a man, I'm sorry for that expression, land a man means secure a relationship, you know? It's not that it's a trap, but it's like we try to secure a relationship with each other. We start right with the flirting. We're looking to see who's available, who's going to be there. It's at the beginning. We'll talk more about that later. Men and women alike become desperate for a guarantee of love. We look for these love guarantees. So once a man is, I'm talking about heterosexual relationships or any variation therein, because there could be one who's more masculine than the other. It could be any combination therein. But usually couples are, each person in a couple is desperate for a guarantee of love. We look for love insurance. I think that's how marriage was invented, as love insurance. You know, we're desperate for a commitment here. We make this commitment. It's like, you know, we imagine the Native Americans would cut their palms with a knife and they would clasp their hands and the blood would go into the other person's blood and you would be united in that way. Made a lot of sense to me. That was before we knew anything about genetics. You know, they were doing it. They were just saying, we are bonded. Tocayo is a Spanish expression. But men and women become desperate, and couples become desperate for guarantee of love. But that desperation, it kicks in at different points in a relationship for different people. I've seen neediness arrive even when men and women are not particularly care for the person they're needy about. In addition, the anguish associated with the need for love causes some people to get rid of love completely. It's just too painful for them. Did you ever meet them? And I've met people like that. Nope. Gave up on relationships. No more relationships. And they get this kind of shape to their body. That's an interesting thing. They look like small tanks. It's not just weight gain. But it's weight that's distributed in a way almost to protect your heart. And you become blocky. You know, like you become kind of squarish. like SpongeBob. You know, you have this kind of square shape to you in some form. And I've seen people who are like this. They're thick. And it's almost like they've kind of said, you know, I am now not going to have relationships. I will socialize a little bit, but I am not going to have any love. Because why? Because the pain associated with the anguish is too much for me. I can't handle it. It makes sense.
And that's a clip from When Love Becomes Desperate, another of these programs that is of the 12 that are going to be on this flash drive or digital download that you can donate for right now. A $125 donation will get you that flash drive, The Art of Love, which contains the program that that piece was from, and along with 11 other programs that we've been giving you pieces of throughout this last hour and a half. So this is Julian, and I'm here. I'm Armand's cousin, and I'm asking you to donate. 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488. Now, today we've been doing this program at a different time than we normally do. It's Thursday. 2 to 4 p.m. is our slot. And normally, if you're tuning in for the Positive Mind the first time, you can find us every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. That's every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. is where you'll find Armand DeMille sharing knowledge and just interesting things about the mind and humankind. And it's the mind and humankind that rhymes. If we piqued your interest, please tune in those days. And also, if you can, please donate. This is the only time we've asked for money during this entire fund drive here at the Positive Mind. And we can really use your help in any way, shape, or form. You don't have to donate for the flash drive. You can donate $5, $1, $100, $1,000, anything you'd like. These gifts are just for the people that are interested and want them. So it's a $125 donation for this Art of Love flash drive or digital download, which includes 12 programs. I'll give you a quick summary. Troubled Relationship 4-part series we put on here, which includes criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and boundaries. When Love Becomes Desperate, which I'll show you a little clip of a little bit later. Betrayal and the trauma of betrayal, which we showed you part of just about 20 minutes ago, which deals with just the betrayal of love and what it feels like and how to deal with that and continue on in a healthy relationship with that having happened or with that in mind. Confluence. We have interviews with this Dr. Esther Perel, who's a sex therapist from France, who is fantastic and interesting. And she talks about erotomania, exploring lust, desire, mating for life, and sexual fantasy, which is really, really great stuff. Love and Pain, which is my favorite program in the series. We showed a clip where he, Armand actually compared love and pain to a cyclone and nature's way of dealing with imbalance, which is just fantastic and totally brilliant, which I love. By Love Possessed is another program on that series. And finally, dealing with womanizers and manizers, people just who tend to have multiple partners. So all of this is on this Art of Love flash drive. You can call 212-757-4488, 212-757-4488. Whether you're a first-time listener or a thousandth-time listener, Armand is a remarkable person to know and to listen to. And I feel lucky to be here in the studio with him so often. And I'm actually his cousin, so I feel lucky to be his cousin, too. I love him. His knowledge is endless. I mean, really endless. I mean, this program has been going for over 35 years on WBAI. So he loves it. We love you. Donate 212-757-4488. And along with that flash drive for a $125 donation, you can also get a one-time meeting with Armand here in his office or on the phone if you can't get to the office here on 57th Street for a $200 donation. And an extra little promotional thing we have here is if you'd like to be here in the studio with us during one of our shows on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you have a chance. If you donate a $500 donation, which is, you know, quite a sum, but it goes directly to supporting WBAI, paying our fees for the antenna and keeping us on air happy and moving commercial free every week. That $500 donation will actually get you a meeting here. Well, not a meeting, but you'll be sitting in here with me and Armand during one of our shows, and you get to talk on air for a bit. We can experience that whole experience with us here at the station. So 212-757-4488 again is that beautiful number. Call it right now or write it down for later when you want to call. We really appreciate your donations and thank you very much. 212-757-4488. A little music chosen by Armand.
Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too. Woman fell through.
212-757-4488. Is the number here to donate to the Positive Mind and WBAI as a whole. 212-757-4488. We have our volunteers here waiting, patiently standing by, for your voices on that other end of the phone to donate. 212-757-4488. Was Am I Blue by Dave Brubeck and Jimmy Rushing. Some more wonderful music chosen by Armand. He's got quite a knack for choosing good music. And this next last clip of the day that I'm going to bring to you is this piece from When Love Becomes Desperate. And it's just super interesting. So take a look.
How do you keep from falling into the neediness pit? Well, let's talk about the difference between men and women. Now, this is a very interesting concept because very often I think I'm talking about just heterosexual relationship, male versus female, but I've seen it differently. I'm going to now start at the beginning, starting grammar school. When you were in grammar school, well, how good a student were you? You think this is unrelated? It's not. It's going to go there, I promise. You were a certain kind of way in grammar school. Were you a bossy person? Were you a strong person? Were you interested in boys, interested in girls? What was your school like? Were you a straight-A student? Were you a failing student? Grammar school, right? And then how did you change when you went into high school? What were your grades like in high school? How were you doing? What was it like? Were you having fun, not having fun? Were you doing great? Were you getting weak in mathematics? All of a sudden, was science difficult? Was English difficult? Was music hard or difficult? Well, what they found, and it was kind of interesting, is that between the earlier grades, grammar school and high school, of course, comes pubescence. Pubescence is when your sexuality emerges. And when it emerges, your hormones really take over. And the more testosterone you have, the more likely you're going to be a more aggressive person. See? And the more estrogen you have, the more likely you're going to be a receiving kind of person. For example, people high in estrogen frequently become caregivers. They become nurses, they become doctors, they become, you know, veterinarians, they become people who want to serve. And that's a high estrogenic kind of correlation. And of course it makes sense because nature would have built you to nurture, right? It builds the people with the most estrogen to nurture people. So the nurturing profession, social services, social work, you know, all that kind of stuff. I will say, take care of you. I will feed you. I will take care of you. Is more estrogenic in nature. Testosteronic, you know, going the other direction. The more male kind of aggressive stuff, more aggressive professions, you know. Digging ditches, whatever you do, construction, automobile racing, stuff like that. It's more of the male kind of stuff. Now, that doesn't mean that women cannot be high testosterone, because very frequently women, as they go from grade school to high school, see the connection here? As they go from grade school to high school, they find in high school they become very testosteronic, that the testosterone, which is available in all women, can dominate, and they become pushy women, they become strong women, they become dominant women. And they go after things, and they hang out with the boys. Not because they're being girly, you know, they may be available, they may want to be a girl's side of it, but they hang out with the boys. Testosterone could be in the female high. And when testosterone is usually high among females, they're usually the leader of the pack. Usually you'll see they're the strong ones, they're the ones out in front. See, with the more estrogenic ones, the ones who are more female-female, following the male-female. So testosterone doesn't necessarily, is not reserved just for women. Just as estrogen is not reserved for men. Because if you go to a social work school, estrogen is not reserved for women. There are men who become in the serving profession, like me. I'm in the serving profession. You know, and there are a lot of people who have high estrogenic, a lot of men who have more sensitive sides. So it's not that testosterone means male and estrogen means female, but this is very important when it comes to this whole thing about desperation. Okay, and let me kind of explain it to you. If you're a man, or if you're high testosteronic, be wary of your desire to idealize your mate. Even an ex-mate, which very often happens, you know, you had a mate, the mate leaves, and then you see how wonderful they were. Testosteronic men, or males, and testosteronic women, get needy for acquisition and pursuit. That's their main thing, acquire and pursue. You're fantasizing about a perfect woman, that's okay. But if you want to get off that roller coaster of chronic disillusionment, remind yourself that your genetic legacy is to fool yourself before you're in and then pull away once the woman is off the pedestal. And that's what happens every time. You search, you search, you search, you hunt, you finally get the woman off the pedestal, and now you're no longer interested. Now you kind of, it wanes. So what a man has to do, or somebody who's high in testosterone, or high as a high leader, a strong kind of aggressive person, what you got to do is watch out for those big hopes. Watch out for that desperation. Watch out for that part of you that is going to pursue at such a desperate level. If you're there, you can be guaranteed that relationship is probably going to fall apart. You cannot pursue with that kind of aggression. If you do, it's not going to turn into a long-term love relationship. It's going to turn into a need-based, anguishing relationship. And that's what happens when people come to see me. I'm helping them sort that through all the time. Dante may have been intoxicated with Beatrice his whole life, but it was from afar, you know. He loved her from afar. He never so much as kissed her. That makes for great poetry, but not great relating. But how many people do you know who love long-term relationships? There's on the internet, you get so many relationships nowadays where the man and the woman are nowhere near each other, but they are talking to each other on the internet. I located you, internet dating, and so on and so forth. And then you get together, and it's like, blah, it falls apart. It was the distance that made it attractive, that made the male pursue. Remember, men chase jiggle. They want to chase that which is not available and which is kind of running away or moving away. That's what they're looking for in general. Now, here's on the other side to those who are the hosts of the estrogen, whether you be women or men. Be cautious about your tendency to believe you need to make a relationship work at all costs. Forget it. Watch out for that need. You don't have to make it work, especially once you're in there. You know, it's okay to not feel desperate about making it work, because your need to make it work and your desperation at making it work very often can cause you the relationship, because your partner feels your desperation and moves away from it. You see, the thing that most men complain about is, I could never make her happy. These are the phrases that men use often enough, the divorced men, how they talk about their relationships. They say, I couldn't make her happy. Because the desperation of the partner who is on the other side of it, she's just saying over and over again, she's trying to make it work. So she's saying, we got to buy a house, we got to have a child, we got to have this, we got to do this, we got to make it work, we got to do sex therapy or something. That desperation very often will turn somebody off more than it will work to turn them on. You may not consciously want children, but the emotional engine that has evolved among women to be very cautious about sex and then to get very emotionally involved once they're in the relationship. That means you may have unwanted feelings of neediness only after a relationship has emerged. You can fight that idea that a particular fraught relationship must work out. And here's the idea. If you're in a relationship and you're somebody who's on that other side of it, right, you're on that woman's side of it, the serotonin side of it, the estrogen side of it, don't feel so desperate about making it work. It is the desperation that's a trick, because once the desperation goes in, it's the other side. You see, desperation itself can turn into an addiction. That whole thing, that whole yearning, that fire, that desire, I gotta make it work. You can just feel crazed. I know so many people who are crazed about their relationships. If only they would lay back, the relationship might begin to work. But if you're somebody who gets crazed, it becomes killer to a relationship.
Really awesome stuff. This is Julian here, and we've got 1 minute left. Please call this number, 212-757-4488. 212-757-4488. 1 minute left for this fun drive, and we're going to play some music. Please call 212-757-4488. Again, we got those three promotion gifts for you guys. The flash drive, Art of Love, or digital download for $125 donation, with 12 programs that we've been sampling for you today. The one-time meeting with Armand for $200, and a chance to sit here in the studio, and by a chance, I mean, yes, you will be sitting in the studio with us during one of our next programs on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 1 p.m., and that's a $500 donation. So all of this money going directly to WBAI, 212-757-4488. Call that number right now and join us here. And also, if you'd like to become a continuous member of WBAI's community and donate monthly, you can have an automatic donation every month by becoming a WBAI buddy at give the number 2, WBAI.org. Again, give to WBAI.org, and you can sign up there to be a WBAI member, WBAI buddy is what they call it, and have a consistent donation come, you know, $10, $20, something like that, and make sure that the support for the station is there and that we stay commercial-free, bringing you the highest of quality radio weekly. 212-757-4488. Again, to donate here to The Positive Mind and Armand DeMille. Come meet with Armand. Come sit here in the studio with me and him. It's an amazing and wonderful experience. And I tell you, it's most definitely unique. 212-757-4488. And we're going to end this with a little bit of music from Armand's Vault. This is one of the most beautiful things I think I've ever heard.
Fun while supporting WBAI at the same time? Well, check this out. Support WBAI at the $150 level, and our friends at Tagine Fine Moroccan Cuisine will thank you with a special dinner for two. Or for a pledge of just $100, you can enjoy a belly dance lesson and a pitcher of sangria. You could do either while having a fantastic time. You can either call 212-209-2950 or pledge online. Give to WBAI.org. That's the numeral 2. Premiums are limited, and thank you once again for supporting WBAI New York, Pacifica Radio.
It's time for L.E.S., the Pulitzer Prize-winning theater for the new city that gave you the Village Halloween Parade, now presents the Lower East Side Festival of the Arts. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Theater for the New City is at 155 First Avenue at 10th Street. The kickoff is at 6 p.m. each evening. Plays, musicals, cabaret, film, over 100 artists and theater groups. And it's free, free to the public. The most multi-ethnic, multi-talented, multicultural, incredible array of creativity ever seen in New York City. And on Saturday afternoon, plays for kids by kids. And outside, a cultural fair with food, music, poets, celebrities. Come swing with us. Come dance to Afro-Cuban jazz and salsa. Hear the music of Bengal, see Chinese opera, the Lower East Side Festival of the Arts, May 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Visit theaterforthenewcity.net. That's theaterforthenewcity.net. L-E-S. We've got it all.
Fund Drive Serialization for Saturdays in May. A Tale in 4 installments. As I Please, Saturday mornings at 6, WBAI 99.5 FM.
What? You are not a BAI buddy yet? Now here's your chance to not only support WBAI, but become a BAI buddy between Wednesday, May 21st and Wednesday, May 28th. And to show our appreciation, you will have the chance to be chosen to receive an Apple iPad, along with receiving the BAI Buddy tote bag and member perks card. Sign up to be a monthly contributor during the Spring Fun Drive BAI Buddy giveaway, Wednesday to Wednesday, May 21st to May 28th, by just calling